When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tonight, we are airing an episode of The Best Show that has not been heard for 10 years. It was from June 27th of 2006. So we're going to play that tonight. And please listen to this and enjoy it. It's a very special episode, and you won't regret it. So listen to the show from June 27th, 2006. Okay, let me just figure this out.
The best radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Clark from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy?
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes,
they have ring bologna at the Wawa. Just what?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on on you, boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it, and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from the call.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Ted, don't stand with that tentpole. It's a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
It's Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Hey, Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the best show on WFMU here on a Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. We will be here 3 hours of mirth, music, and mayhem. Until Bill Zarat comes up at 11. Oh, what did we just hear? What did we just hear? Doop, doop, doop. Oh, me, oh, my, a jambalaya. Oh, me, oh, my, a jambalaya. What did we just hear? Oh, The Little Killers from their new album. A real good one. And it is a real good one. It's a real good album. That's why they called it that. That song's called Something Special. And the album is on Gern Blanston Records. So you can pick that up. The Little Killers, one of my favorite bands. And before that, what a coincidence, another one of my favorite bands. The Dirt Bombs. Living for the City. From their classic album. Their classic album. Ultra Glide in Black, which is on In the Red. Came out a few years ago. Gotta love it. One of the best bands. They always play around. You gotta see them if you can. They got the two drummer attack. You don't see that. The Allman Brothers had it. Ball had it. And then they have it. The Dirt Bombs. I think that's it. They're the third and final band to have a two drummer attack. Dirt Bombs. And starting us off, we went local. The Black Hollies. New Jersey's own Black Hollies. It's on Crimson Reflections Through the Looking Glass Mind. Crimson Reflections Through the Looking Glass Mind. And that's on the album Crimson Reflections. So I guess that's the title track, kind of, I guess, right? Crimson Reflections Through the Looking Glass Mind. And that's on Ernest Jennings Records. Another new album. A lot of new stuff. The Modern Classics. You're hearing them right now on the best show on WFMU. Modern classics like The Shawshank Redemption. That is apparently a modern classic. I haven't seen it. I shan't see it. I won't see it. I can't see it. Legally, I can't see it. Can't see it. Shawshank. I did read the story from that Stephen King book when I was a little kid. The one that book of that collection of Stephen King short stories called Check Out My Yacht. Most of these are movies now. Most of these will be movies. Although I guess because he'd Stand By Me was out of that, so that, and then Shawshank Redemption, but he probably bought apt pupil, he bought a jet ski. That didn't exactly break the bank. Stephen King, the master of horror. Banana. 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 Didn't see it. You know what I did see? Nacho Libre. Not so good. I don't know. Really? Was it? Because look. The Napoleon Dynamite was the first movie by those dudes. The Hess brothers, who you know from the gas station chain. I think they took their money from the unleaded pump and made Napoleon Dynamite with it. But yeah. Nacho Libre answers the question. Do you want to see Jack Black in wrestling tights? Do you? 95 minutes in, I was like, I think I have my answer. Negatory, good buddy! As truckers. Which I am one of. I'm a trucker. We are wont to say. Breaker 19. You got your ears on? I should say on the other side of the glass, associate producer Mike is here tonight. He's the invisible hand that kind of moves this whole thing forward. It's a steady hand. And he's got it. And we are grateful for it. Here on the best show on WFMU. So, I was walking down the, I'm reading this, street, and I Nacho Libre, not so hot, man. I don't know. The Napoleon Dynamite magic is gone! And that guy, he still weirds me out, right? Is that what he's really like, that guy? Did we ever get a clear answer on that guy? On Napoleon Dynamite? Whatever his name is. Does anybody even know his name? You might just change it to the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite in Napoleon Dynamite. His first name would be the guy who played Napoleon Dynamite, and his middle name would be N, and then his last name would be Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know. It's unsettling. Not nuts about how he plays tetherball. And his uncle. Didn't like his uncle. I'm saying straight up thumbs down to the Hess family. I'm not a fan of their gas. I'm not a fan of their trucks, their toys. I'm not a fan of their movies. Sorry, Hess family. Thumbs down. Thumbs way down. I should mention that the podcast is available. We've gotten a little bit of a bump from last time. We had about 35 subscribers. I was checking the data. And we are in the high 40s to low 50s on subscribers. Which is still sickening and might mean the podcast cannot go. You gotta subscribe to this thing, everyone. You got to subscribe to it. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the best show on WFMU podcast. Doing this every week. You think it's easy? I got a guy in Sweden chopping this thing up, getting it ready for you every week. Martin. He's got stuff to do over there. Listen to his ABBA records. He doesn't have time for this. Chop up the, not for 53 listeners, you don't. So subscribe to the podcast, huh? Would you? Do us a solid. Subscribe to the best show on WFM podcast. Help me out. Help me out, would you? Never had a dinner. Who was that? Red Buttons or Red Skelton? And did, when he was named Red Skelton, did he know it was like skeleton? Was he like trying to imply that he's a skeleton or something? I don't know. Will we ever get an answer? Yeah. Second gear. I got these CDs here. It's got a package of CDs. I might give these to Mike. Suburbanal Cuts. This is Petey, his band. The one says To Tommy on it. I'm sure I can scrape that off. I wonder if I could turn that into To Mike. We ain't paying Mike nothing to be here screening calls. Understanding the probabilities. We'll play. And then there's one called Underestimating the Probabilities. Maybe we'll play those later. Maybe not. We'll see. But I am going to tell you that we can put a topic out on the table. Open Phone Tuesday. No! No open phones. No open phone Tuesday. I don't trust it. I don't trust it. Let's see what's going on in the chat. Hold on. Hold on! Checking the chat. We got a good show for you. Chat over at friendsoftom.com. Ah, the chat. The last refuge of the scoundrel. The best show on WFMU chat. A wretched hive of scum and villainy. Or something like that. What do we got going on? I was going to talk about the, I guess the summer. Because now we're at, summer's almost gone. I guess if the Doors did an early version, it would be like, summer's almost here. Well, I guess the Doors would have to do the song from Meatballs. Are you ready for the summer? L.A. Woman era Doors. Going into the studio. Are you ready for the summer? Are you ready for the good times? Ha! Yeah! Are you ready? Because the summer is waiting for you. And it's time for the summer.
yes, it's time for the summer. Yes, it's time for the summer.
It's weird for me to do this stuff with associate producer Mike out there. I feel self-conscious. Is it conscious or conscious? It's conscious. Self-conscious. I guess we can go to the telephones. Yes? FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, this is JJ.
JJ.
Calling about the year 2006.
We're in it,
Ron. You might remember me from when I asked you a riddle. 2006.
A riddle?
A riddle?
I got a riddle for you. Riddle me this, riddle man. You listening?
I'm all ears.
Here's your riddle. What has five fingers? That's it. What has five fingers?
A mouse.
Not a mouse. Keep going. Give me another guess, JJ.
They were pregnant.
Do you know it has five fingers? My hang-up hand! Get off my phone! JJ. The only JJ I like is JJ McClure from Cannonball Run. It's a good movie, Cannonball Run. Good stuff, Cannonball Run. Burt Reynolds at his finest. Dom DeLuise. Oh, I love my movies. Nothing I love more than a good old-fashioned movie. Nacho Libre, not so much. You know, a movie I also, I tried to see, I couldn't get tickets to, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. Or as I call it, The Fast and the Furious, The End of the Franchise. Oh boy, did they make a mistake. Not paying Vin Diesel. He's at home right now saying,
yeah, good shit.
That's Sylvester Stallone. How's Vin Diesel sound? Sounds like a dumber Sylvester Stallone. How would that be?
Yeah, God. Well, you guys should have paid me.
Is that what Vin Diesel sounds like?
You guys should have paid me. Look, nobody seeing Tokyo Drift. They couldn't get enough of it when old Vin was behind the wheel. You don't write the check. You don't get the diesel. The tanks aren't empty. You need to get filler up. With a tank full of diesel.
Do you think he's shaving his head? How much hair do you think he actually has? Versus how much he's shaving? Because some of these guys who are starting to lose it, like Bruce Willis. It's like, they're shaving. They're doing more shaving than Well, they're not doing that much shaving, I mean. They're not doing that much shaving. Starting to lose it. Fast and the Furious. Not so fast. Not so furious. The flop and the floppiest. Tokyo Drift. You guys had it, and then you lost it because you wouldn't write the check. For Vin Diesel! Pay him! Who's good here, Mike? FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Is Tom?
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom, this is Cream in Detroit.
Cream in Detroit. Home of what band?
Kiss?
Down. I'm gonna kick him out. Right? What band is that?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
It's
right now. Not AC. It's AC/DC from Detroit.
I don't know, man.
Come on,
I'm from California. So I don't know much about Detroit. I just moved here. So I know,
you know
it's
my friend?
City.
Do you know my friend in I have a friend in California, Danny. Do you know Danny?
From What's California? His last name?
It's California. Danny California.
No, I don't know. I don't know no Danny.
It's the new Red Hot Chili Peppers song. You like those dudes? Rank the Red Hot Chili Peppers right now. Please.
Rank them?
Rank them.
From
worst to worst.
I like,
starting with
I
the
like,
worst down to the most terrible.
Okay. I think, Flea?
Is the worst.
Yeah.
What about Chad Smith?
I think Chad, second worst. Right?
You think Chad Smith is the second worst?
Yeah.
Then John Frusciante, right?
Yeah.
And then the best one or the worst one is Kiedis.
He's the worst of the worst, I think.
He is the worst, yes. Name one band from California that you love, Cream.
One band from California. I don't really know. I don't know much about music, really.
Yeah.
I mean, are the Eagles from California?
Are the Eagles from California? You ever hear that band, the Dial Tones? You ever hear them?
No, who's that?
I'm going to play something for them by you right now. Check this out. Red Hot Chili Peppers, bringing it on. Gotta love it. The Chili Peppers, right? The Red Hot Chili Peppers. I got this article in the new Rolling Stone about them. Little brother. First, let's listen to this. This is their new song, Danny California. From the album Stadium Arcadium, the 9th studio album by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, this is Danny California. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you pick the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. Come to me everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel. Ugh. Really? I thought these guys were done. I thought they were donezo. Right? I thought we were done with them. I guess not. I guess they're back. This song's huge. Do you like these guys, Mike? No.
You're not a fan. I don't know what kind of music you like. Who's one of your favorite bands? I know you don't like Dinosaur Jr. was actually what we started talking over online. Uh-huh, the Two Drum Attack.
You forgot to mention
the Grateful Dead. Wait, are you a Grateful Dead fan? Huh, I never would have pegged you as a Grateful Dead fan. Yeah, Mike said he doesn't share that with everybody. Associate producer Mike said look, you like what you like, but I also might not share that with everybody either. I'm not trying to get on you too much though, you know. Again, the invisible hand, guy keeps the thing together. These songs are like, they're like nursery rhymes almost. It's like old MacDonald had a farm. What if you looked at the songwriting credits and it was like Flea, A. Kiedis, O. MacDonald? Did he write that about himself? I guess that would mean he wrote Old MacDonald about himself.
She's a lover, baby, and a fighter. Should have seen it coming when it got a little brighter. With the name like Day in California, day was gonna come when I was gonna moan ya. A little loaded, she was feeling under.
Simultaneous release. Ugh. California, rest in peace.
California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release.
Can I even say that on the radio? Can I?
I don't know. I guess I'll find out if the show get...
No, I didn't get cut off. Simultaneous release. This guy wrote that on a piece of paper and sang it in front of these guys. I can't do any more of that. Oh, that's bad. But I do have this article in the new Rolling Stone. David Frick. You know him. I got a Ramones vibe going. Right? David Ramone. He wrote an article, Tattooed Love Boys. Anthony Kiedis is sitting in the living room of his Los Angeles home, holding his heart in his hands. A pair of plain-looking advanced CDs containing the 28 songs on the Red Hot Chili Peppers' new double album, Stadium Arcadium. Double album? Why would they do... Makes me think, like, the only reason they would make a second one is if, like, a CD, like, killed one of their, like, their parent. Like, it's like Batman. They're trying to get revenge on CD. I don't know if it doesn't exactly make sense. Sorry. This is what he said. Love and women, pregnancies and marriages, relationship struggles. Those are the real and profound influences on this record, the band singer says in a deep, thoughtful voice. And it's great. Well, okay, sure.
Well, not the song we just heard.
Not so great. Because it wasn't just me writing about the fact that I'm in love. It was everybody in the band. We were brimming with energy based on falling in love.
What?
Kiedis, bassist Flea, guitarist John Frusciante, and drummer Chad Smith took nearly 2 years to write, record, and obsessively refine the psychedelic. That word gets so overused. Anybody slaps it on anything, psychedelic. That ain't psychedelic. The psychedelic swagger and atomic sing-along pop on Stadium Arcadium. Smith also got married his second time around.
Who's the lucky lady?
And became a first-time dad again. Wait. How do you become a first-time dad twice? The two different lucky ladies? That guy don't look so smart. Chad Smith. Sorry to say. He don't look so smart. While Flea, who has a teenage daughter by a previous marriage, has a new baby girl, Sunny, with his fiance, Frankly Raider. Smith's song.
Frankly Raider. Oh, frankly, Mr. Raider.
Move ahead in this thing. I could show you a line or two in every song that speaks to all that, Kiedis claims. Then he does exactly that. Oh, brother. Going through Stadium Arcadium track by track. So this poor guy has to sit there while he goes through 28 songs. Showing all the love. In songs like Desecration Smile. And Hard to Concentrate. The Droning Folk of If. Folk? I guarantee it's not folk. These guys, folk. Yeah. Red Hot Chili Peppers doing folk. It's great. Yeah, the new Kingston Trio. Congratulations. Yeah, remember when the Kingston Trio just wore socks on their private parts? Remember that? I remember that one show where the Weavers came out naked. Remember that? When the Weavers came out and played the song Party on Your Bleep before they did Tom Dooley. Was Pete Seeger in the Weavers?
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Next, we're going to do a song called Party on Your Bleep. It's from our album, The Weavers Present the Uplift Mofo Party Plan.
Droning folk. And funk hardball Charlie. Probably named after Manson. Manson, man, get it? He's cool. He was making a statement, and that can stop anytime soon now. That we can stop that. As soon as you're ready to stop it, I'm ready to stop the love of the idolization of serial killers. We can stop that now, right? Anytime. He cites the affection and crisis in So Much I. Oh, there's a song called Wet Sand. Look. Wet Sand. Can you imagine? Wet Sand. Red Hot Chili.
The Wet Sand. Wet Sand.
The first verse in She's Only 18. Great. Another. What an awesome lyric. Another thing that can stop.
fetishizing serial killers and old dudes riding the line of propriety with age.
She's 18. She's only 18.
Was he bragging about it? The first verse in She's Only 18 came, Keita said, when he found that Heather, I guess this is his lady friend, was decidedly disinterested in the Rolling Stones. Here's a band loved by hundreds of millions, and she was like, I could care less, which is wrong. That's, I couldn't care less. Who would think a guy like Kiedis would fall into that grammatical trap, right? And no one at Rolling Stone flagged that for him? Editor, let that one slide through. Trying to make him look dumb. Now I'm pro-Kiedis. Anti-Frick. He grins. Seemed like a great way to start a song. But when Kiedis, 43, doing the song She's Only 18, 43. So 18 times 2 is 36. 36 plus 8 is 44. Two and a half times older. When Kiedis gets to the high-speed torment of Torture Me, the light in his still boyish, sexy devil features goes out. Sometimes it makes sense to thank the universe for all the pain it gives you, because that's where growth comes from. If you just bum out on pain and suffering, you don't get the lesson. Oh boy. Why do we have to pay for these guys to get the lessons? Right? Why are we paying? Why are we paying as these guys get the lessons? Yeah, go to the learning annex. Go get a lesson there. Right? Go get your lessons in a classroom. Not making us pay for a double album. Double album. It's the best show on WFMU here on a beautiful early summer evening. Here till 11 p.m., then Bill Zerat takes over. What else? Yeah, so let me just go through the list here. Of Red Hot Chili Peppers, check. Did that. Maybe we should play some music. What do you think about that? Beep, boop, ba-doop, boop, boop. Ding, dunk, 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 dunk. Here's something by... We'll come back with more hilarity here on WFMU. In the meantime, here's something by Time Flies. Send this one out to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's a song called Jailbait. Best show on WFMU. Back in mere moments.
Hey, Joey. Your girl gonna hit the streets tonight, man?
Gonna throw it away like I'm a freaky. I took away from the shot when she called.
Oh, hot stuff. Angry Angles here on WFMU, the best show on WFMU. Tom Sharpling with you till 11. Bill Zarat comes in after doing his thing. Me, sitting here talking to you. Angry Angles, the mighty Jay Retard. Things Are Moving, single on Shattered, came out, I believe, late last year. Nobody's better. Jay Retard, you know him from the band, Retard from the band, the Retards, which never nuts about the name. Lost Sounds. Final Solutions, and now the Angry Angles. So great. And before that, Time Flies, a song called Jailbait. It is on the Fly album, which I believe is on Birdman Records. Hot rock tonight. Hot rock. Got the hot rock going. Can't argue with the hot rock. Do you like hot rock, Mike? Mike does. I thought. But you also like the Grateful Dead. I gotta find out more about this. I don't know. How long have you've been here, what, a year? About? Yeah. Learning new things. Learning new things, but new friends. Dare I say friends? I'll say it. Let's go to the hot phones and see what's what. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, Tom, this is Pat in Verona.
Pat in Verona.
Yeah.
What's going on, Pat?
Not a whole lot. It was good seeing you a couple weeks ago at the station there. I'm actually looking to be volunteering more in the coming months because I'm going to move up to Jersey City. So
oh, really?
That'll be fun. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
where did you see me? This spooks me. Like, I got to say, no offense. I'm sure you're a nice guy.
Uh-huh.
Where did you see me at the station? Were you looking through a window?
No. I was there. I was actually there when Terry T had a live band on. And I was volunteering, and I went to watch, and then I said hello.
Gotcha.
And we've met before, so you remember me from
gotcha.
Like,
okay,
right? I think.
I think.
I don't know.
Can you describe yourself?
Yeah, I have long hair. I didn't always have long hair, but I usually tie it back. I saw you over the summer a couple times, one of those South Street Seaport shows, and I was doing the documentary on TBGB's closing down.
Wait, what are you doing?
I did a documentary on CBGB's closing down for college. It was like my thesis film.
Okay, where are you going to school?
I just graduated, but I went to the School of Visual Arts in Manhattan. Mm.
You know where I went.
I don't know what you went.
School of Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks, and you know what I majored in there?
What's that?
Truth.
Truth?
Yeah.
And I believe it.
You know what I minored in?
What's that?
The real world.
Not the MTV thing. The real world.
No, the real world.
Yeah, the real world.
Not the real world Road Rules Challenge.
No, not the. I did not go to school to study the real world Road Rules Challenge. No.
Yeah. Do you watch that?
I don't. No. I don't. There's a show I'm looking forward to though that I've been hearing a lot about. Because look, I don't like to talk about this on the air a whole lot, but I have loose things that I find out about things here and there. What would you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
Pat and Verona.
Right.
A show about a dude. Now get this. Wrap your head around this.
Okay.
He's a serial killer who kills bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You think that sounds like the fakest thing you ever heard, right? But trust me.
Yeah.
It's real.
That's real. That's coming out.
It's called Dexter.
Oh.
Yeah. It's coming out on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Showtime, right?
Yeah, I don't have it, but I've seen it at other people's houses that have it.
Yeah. It's called Not HBO.
Right. The other network that you have to pay for.
Speaking of HBO, do you watch The Sopranos by any chance?
I do. I don't watch it a lot, but my parents watch it, and so I watch it. They filmed some scenes in Verona.
Your parents did? Wait, your parents work on The Sopranos?
No. They filmed in Verona, where I went to high school and still live, and my parents would watch it. I'm not always watching it, but they watched like the last season and a little bit of this
okay.
one, the most recent one.
Because it's down to the wire now. Hey, Mike, do you watch The Sopranos? There's only, I don't even know how many episodes left. It's just this half season to go.
Right. And that sort of piqued my interest a little. Like, I'll probably watch the finale, but I'm so lost in it. Like, I haven't watched it all, so I feel, you know, it's hard to just watch it all.
Well, Pat and Verona, you said you watched me eat or whatever you were doing at the station.
Uh-huh.
Just don't take this the wrong way. Just don't creep me out, huh? Okay.
No.
Don't be a creep.
Listen.
Don't be a creep, Dan.
You were very nice to me.
Yeah.
When I met you.
All right. Well, Pat, more power to you. I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
Bye. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Darren.
Darren.
Where are you?
Where am I?
Yes.
I'm doing my radio show, Darren.
I thought we were going to go to the movies tonight.
No, wait, we're not going to the movies. Well, why would you?
I'm at the Newbridge Octoplex.
I work with this guy. For anybody who doesn't know, this is Darren. He's over at Consolidated Cardboard, which is this company I work at, and we were just standing by the vending machine, and you were talking about movies. I didn't think we were. It was a hard plan to go to the movies.
Well, I thought it was. I showed up here and I bought us two tickets to Garfield: The Tale of Two Kitties. What do I do with the other ticket now?
Why would you think I'd want to see Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties?
Because I was wearing that Garfield button and you laughed at it the other day.
Yeah, I was, Darren. I was not, I don't want to see the Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties movie, sorry.
Okay, well, I'm going to go see it and I'll tell you how it is tomorrow, but let's go see the Prairie Home Companion movie at some point, all right?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I. That's the one that Garrison Keebler guy. Who
I like when you do that. Mm-hmm. I like when you say his name like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not as funny if you call me out on it. But
You know, I've never heard you really do impressions. Do you do one of him?
I'm not much for impressions.
Maybe you will be someday. Who knows?
Yeah. Not. I'll work on it, though. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that something you have to be born with, or that you kind of can learn?
I think you learn it, because I read in Rich Little's mother's autobiography that he did not have it early on in life.
Mm-hmm. Because I would be interested in learning how to do impressions, but I didn't know if it was one of those things that either you've got it or you don't have it.
I think you should just stay with it. And you know what Rich Little's mother, her autobiography is called?
What is it called?
Little Woman.
Oh, because, okay, gotcha. Little. But that makes it sound like that's his wife. Little Woman.
Look, I didn't write it. I didn't edit it. I didn't publish it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, look, I wasn't saying that you did, Darren.
Okay.
But look.
Look, I'm the one who's mad at you.
Look, I'm sorry you bought tickets to the Cat movie.
It's not just that.
What?
I lent you my Stadium Arcadium CD 2 months ago, and you still haven't returned it.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about that on the
air. I need my new music.
You really like those dudes? I can't stand those guys.
Well, look, Frusciante shines on this thing, and he's never going to leave the band again. I swear to you. There's no way.
Because he left, and then who took his place?
Well, they got Dave Navarro.
Yeah, the fella from Janes, as fans of...
Exactly, yeah.
As fans of Janes Addiction will say, Janes.
Yeah. I have a good feeling about that guy. I think one day he's going to be considered rock's only guitarist.
About Dave Navarro?
Yes.
You think?
I think so.
Hmm. I don't know if... I don't know. There's a lot of other guitarists. I don't know if he has what it would take to kind of break out from the pack. And
I can feel it.
You can feel it?
I can feel it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The same way I feel good about this show that they just announced it's going to be airing in, I think it's in a year or so. It's called Celebrity Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, Donald Trump. Who I know you don't like.
Well, I don't even know if I have much of an opinion about him, right?
Maybe you will someday.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a money guy. Like, I don't have an opinion about an aluminum siding salesman. Why would I have an opinion about him?
I don't know.
Right?
That's a question for the ages, right?
I guess it is one for the ages
now. Wait, that's a movie, too,
one,
isn't it?
One
it was that movie with Danny DeVito. I don't have an opinion about aluminum siding.
Danny Aiello said, I don't have an... He was in a movie called I Don't Have an Opinion About Aluminum Siding?
No, Danny DeVito. Remember that movie?
Well, that was not called I Don't Have... Which one? The one Tin Men?
It's not called I Don't Have an Opinion About Aluminum Siding?
No, because I think in that movie he would have a very... I think he would have nothing but an opinion about aluminum siding.
I just wish we were in a time when someone could do like a mock-up poster of that. But we don't.
We don't?
Yet.
No. Well, you know, who knows what the... Who knows what... remember that song by Fairport Convention? Who knows where the time goes? I always hear you playing them at your desk.
I like them, but I also like a song. You know how sometimes I like to segue into another song,
mm-hmm,
that's kind of like that? It's
sure.
Who knows? Could be. Is it just out of reach? Yes, it is. I can't reach it. Where did it go?
What is that?
That's from the Windbreaker musical, where all the street thugs wear windbreakers. West Side Story.
Oh, the Windbreaker. I never thought of it as the Windbreaker musical.
Yes, I think it was the inspiration for Fonzie's character.
The idea that they wore windbreakers.
Yes, yeah.
West Side Story, which actually was from, like, the 50s. Every time I think of West Side Story, I think of, bam, bam, I just think of, like, horns. Bam, bam.
doing those quick knee kicks that showcase your kids.
Yeah. Oh, you know what part I think of when the music goes banana, 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 right?
Yes. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hear you playing that, and I didn't know that song was from West Side Story.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm always snapping my fingers.
Yeah, you. It really seems to get you going.
It does.
You know, I guess. Seems like you might not channel a whole lot of that into the work that you do.
Nah, no, man. I do whatever I can to just get by. I'm smoking bongs half the time back there. Old man Dalrymple, he don't see me.
He don't see you back there.
No, no. I'm reading People magazine the whole time. Speaking of which, do you think it's a little weird that we have yet to see Suri Cruz? She's been alive for like 3 or 4 months now. Isn't that weird?
Well, you know, if someone's protective of a baby, and I could see Tom and Katie being protective of the baby, not wanting anybody to see it.
Her. Oh, I didn't realize you were on a first name basis with those two.
Well, I didn't call them Tomcat. I said Tom and Kat. I felt like that was relatively respectful that I called them Tom and Katie.
I appreciate that. I'm sure they do, too. Namaste.
Yes, namaste to all.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I just got the signal that the movie's starting, all right? I wish you were here. I think you'd really like this Garfield movie.
Well, I'll find out. You can tell me tomorrow at work.
I will, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, Darren. Well, have fun with Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
Thank you. Have fun with my Red Hot Chili Peppers CD. Really disappointed. I need it. I need my jams.
Okay. Well, you'll get your jams back.
That song, Danny California?
Yeah. I was just talking
about it. I like it.
I'm actually using the CD to balance a table.
Very angry.
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully the cat movie will cheer you up.
Okay. I'm going to eat some Chuckles, too.
They still make those?
They do, yeah.
Very, it's not one of those, not a first choice or a second choice Chuckles. Not for me, at
least. Maybe they're my first choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we got to get some Chuckles in that vending machine.
I almost got clobbered by it the other day. I was trying to get some free Zag Nuts out of it. I was shaking it like a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
Almost landed on me.
Wow.
Luckily, it landed on that little guy. What's his name? Troy? Squashed him.
No, that's not. He's been limping around the office. Is that why?
Yeah. He got squashed by the vending machine.
Mm-hmm. Well.
It poured out a bunch of those Lance toast cheese all over his face. It was pretty cool. It made it orange.
Yeah. Well, Darren, I think you owe
him. The orange face, you know. Thank God there are not going to be any more orange faces from here on out.
Well, hopefully no more of those Lance toaster things fall on anyone's head.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing, though. If you don't bring that CD tomorrow, they're going into your what's it called, a gullet? Is the gullet the mouth or is the gullet?
The gullet, I think, is the mouth.
The throat.
Yeah, the throat.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, it's going in there.
Okay.
All right, my buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. You have a great night.
You don't.
Okay. Well, that's not nice. And he's gone. There goes Darren. I guess I'll square up with him at the office tomorrow. Who's going to win on The Sopranos? Who do you... I have a feeling this Phil Leotardo is just going to... He's just going to run away with it. He seems like he's got that edge. And he still seems so mad about the... about getting killed in
Goodfellas. Like, he still seems irked about that. Like, he'd take it out on the Sopranos. I don't know. I'm putting my money on Phil Leotardo to pull the whole thing off. And I guess I should also say congratulations to the Miami Heat winning the NBA Finals, 4-2, knocking out the Dallas Mavericks. I didn't think they could do it, but they did it. It happened. They beat them. What is this, Shaq's third team now? This guy wins, he wins wherever he goes. I got to give him credit on that. And actually, tomorrow, I'm going to be going to the theater at Madison Square Garden to see the 2006 NBA draft taking place. And I'm not much of a predictor for these things, but this crop of up and comers I gotta say, this might be the best crop of players to come along since maybe the draft that had 84, was it, with Olajuwon and Jordan? I don't know. Maybe one of the, like, this is the best draft in a million years. Like, look at some of these people. Here are some of the people. Everybody knows Andrea Bargnani is going to go number one. He's going to take over the NBA. Tyrus Thomas is a monster. Adam Morrison is great. Randy Foy, unstoppable. Hilton Armstrong. I mean, this list of players is just Sheldon Williams, Quincy Doobie, Sean Williams, Rodney Carney, Cedric Simmons, Ronnie Brewer, Mohamed Sene, Patrick O'Brien, Maurice Ager, Joel Friedland, Shannon Brown, Josh Boone, Marcus Williams, Oleksiy Perichov. This is going to be a real, this is going to be a game-changing draft. And the Knicks actually have two picks in the first round. I have a good feeling the Knicks are going to take Ronaldo Balkman with the 20th pick. And I'm hearing on the Nick chat show, makes it sound like there's a talk show, like Knicks Live. From what I'm hearing, there's a good chance they're going to take Marty Collins with the 29th pick, who I think is a straight-up monster and is going to just the guy from Temple. He is going to just reinvent the NBA, and that's the Knicks are finally going to be on their way. Back to the glory days.
Look, I'm not much for predictions, but I would say within the next five, I would say 2000, just give it 5 years to gel and to become great. I would say within 5 years, 2011 NBA Finals. Marty Collins passes to Ronaldo Balkman. Balkman with the jam! The Knicks are champions! Oh, that's going to be great. Look out, 2011. Here we come. Y'all, New York Knicks! Who's good here, Mike? Line one. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Dan from Jersey City.
Dan from Jersey City. Hi, Dan.
How's it going? Wanted to ask you a question. I want to know if you could help me out with something.
I'll try.
I just found out I got into the New York Television Festival that's coming up. It's the 2006 New York Television Festival, and I don't have a date, and I was wondering if you could help me get a date.
You got in. Are you in? You got tickets to it, or you're appearing at it?
I'm showing a video that I made. It's going to be shown. I'm really excited about it. It's just my college thesis, and it's going to be pretty amazing, but I don't have anyone to go with, so I was wondering if I could if I can get your help.
Tell me more about your college thesis. You said Dan?
It's a mockumentary about two handicapped robots that are taken care of by a couple in exchange for welfare. And it stars Kristen Schaal, and I think it's really good. I made it for $200. I'm pretty happy with it. And me and my roommate Pat, he hasn't moved in yet, but he'll be moving from Verona. He helped me make it, and it's a good TV show. I think it's got a whole lot of potential.
Dan.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yes.
First thing first, your friend is not the kid who called earlier, is he?
Pat from Verona?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy's going to be moving in with me. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to go on a long walk together from Verona, New Jersey to New York City.
Where are you walking now?
Verona, New Jersey, to New York. Verona's a nice, quaint town.
Uh-huh.
Right next to Montclair.
And you're walking from where to where now?
We're going to walk from Verona, New Jersey to New York City.
And how far is that?
It's quite a walk. I think it'll take about 3 days. We're going to take our time. I'm not really sure how long it is, but we did find a guy who had long walk tattooed on his knuckles. He's going to come with us and do it, too.
Can I ask why you're doing this?
Really no reason.
No reason?
No reason whatsoever.
But you're doing it?
Yep.
Yeah, this sounds like you sounds like you got it all figured out. Huh?
Yeah, I think I got a bright future ahead of me.
It sounds like it. Nothing like you're just on a rocket ride to the top, Dan.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Dan. Good luck with your walk movie. Don't look both ways when you're crossing the street.
Right, I will.
To tell you. What do you say to somebody who's making a movie about a... What are you doing?
What? So it's going to be great. It's a long walk. You know, anyone could join. You know, I'm calling in to see if anybody can come in.
Mm-hmm.
A long walk.
If anyone can walk with us. Mm-hmm. We'll meet at City Hall. We'll have pizza.
Sounds great. Sounds just like a dream come true. God bless you. FMU, you're on the air.
It's Steinberg.
Oh, MC Steinberg.
How's it going, Tom?
Well, well, well. To what do I owe the pleasure of a call from the great MC Steinberg?
Nothing. I'm having a bit of a rough day.
You having a bit of a rough day?
And usually I'm really positive. Mm-hmm. You know, I take adversity head on.
Sure. You're a real glasses half full kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
And what's making you not that?
Well, you know, I needed to use a payphone.
Okay.
Usually I head to the library and the lady lets me use the phone at the desk because that's where I do my surfing.
So you go to the payphone. You go to the library.
She lets me use the phone because I'm a familiar face.
Sure, to use the payphone at the library.
Uh huh.
And why are you bummed out? Because you can't use the payphone?
Well, I went there and they found out that I had a lot of overdue books and they kind of just terminated my. I guess I'm like a gold member there, you know, and that they just give me a little, like, perks and stuff.
You get perks at the library?
Well, yeah, they don't kick me off the computer after 30 minutes, and they let me use the phone.
Okay, because 30 minutes seems to be the cutoff for people.
Mm-hmm.
But they let you stay on a little longer.
Yeah, just because they know I'm not looking at, like, porns and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know that they know you're not looking at porns and stuff.
So I had to go into this it was sort of like a bar full of like no good mix.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there was like a lot of guys in like leather vests with long hair and like, you know, like eye patches, like missing teeth and like, you know, like leather boots and like they had tattoos and there was like cigarette smoke in the air. It's like a song on the jukebox, and when I walked in, like, I guess somebody turned off the jukebox, and everybody looked at me.
Everybody looked at you as you were... this sounds a little out of character for you.
Well, I mean, usually I just, you know, I win people over, you know, with my charm.
Mm-hmm.
But, They were all kind of eyeing me, and I went to make a phone call. And I got a few seconds of, you know, the call out, and then some guy with, like, the big fingers, like, big meaty fingers, put his hang-up down on the hang-up thing.
Mm-hmm.
And said, "Time's up."
So you're running with a pretty rough crew there, Steinberg.
I mean, I'm not running with them. I just happen to be in their hang.
Well, you're hanging with them. You're associating with them, whether it's voluntarily or inadvertently.
I guess so. So they all kind of like made a semicircle around me against the wall and up against the payphone.
Mm-hmm.
They started threatening me, and they said, "Well, what are you? Are you our entertainment?"
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there was one guy who was like, "Let me kick his butt." And there's another guy who's like, "Yeah, let me smash his nose and his face."
Mm-hmm.
And then this, like, woman, and I didn't see any women there, but then this woman stood forward, and she, like, was the scariest of them all, and she's like, "Why don't you let me have him first?"
Wow. This is like a horror movie now.
Yeah. So I was like, "Wait a minute. I know what'll cheer you guys up." And I got up and stood on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a rap for them.
Okay. Can we hear something?
You want to hear it?
Oh, I would love to. I thought I was trying not to step on your flow there, MC Steinberg.
No, I appreciate that. Time as a rapper, I really am concerned with my flow. Okay.
Floor's all yours. Floor's all yours.
I don't spit. I spit dope rhymes and I spit a little blood even every time. Because I'm always going to suffer from internal bleeding from all the insulation that I've been eating. It looks like cotton candy. It's a hard to resist. I can't sleep in an attic without eating a fist. I can't keep it now and I'm coughing up blood. I ain't eating no more food like a young boy should. Because I don't got a home. I'd be living on the streets with a pair of used sponges that be taped to my feet. Because I can't afford food. I can't afford shoes. This dietary restrictions include meat, veggies, fruits, sugar, so I eat insulation and I swallow my buggers, but that don't bother me because I'm feeling alive and I don't think you need to eat food to survive. So I shoot for the skies and I fight my fears and I don't get depressed from the taste of my tears because for all my rap skills and my rhyming powers, sometimes I get so sad that it's cry for hours. Have a hard time to suffer from illusions. Got night terrors and a lot of delusions. Got rage problems on my bed of a Rick Lucy. I got issues, I also got tissues. MC Steinberg, MC Steinberg. Feeling really good. I'm sipping Hennessy from a plastic bag I found stuck to a tree. And no have a party even though I'm poor. Find me at the club outside the door. If I got a girl, I got somewhere to mack her. A 90 new Nunchaku Suzuki Geo Tracker. No, it's not mine. I found it that way. No, it don't work. I like it that way. I don't got a home, but I got a sleeping spot in a banner surface merchandise parking lot. It's not really scary. It's actually fun. Unless you stick around when the stray dogs come. I'm like the guy from Thinner, but that's okay. If I saw a doctor, I'm sure that's what he'd say. I got a bad rash, a permanent bleed, but I could get a party started with the greatest of ease. I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast. I'm a toast of the town, I'm hated by most. I'd say thanks to God, but he doesn't exist. Wouldn't let nobody live a life like this. I don't got family, I don't got friends, but I can rock a mic till the party ends. It's nice to know the greatest rapper ever exists. And don't forget my name is MC Steinberg. MC Steinberg.
Wow. Oh, that was fantastic.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
So it didn't work, and they beat me with their chains and their pipes.
Well, it happens. Are you okay? Sounds like you're okay, though.
I'll get over it.
Well, you stay
thanks
strong.
For the time, Tom.
Of course, MC Steinberger. Thanks for the rapping.
Thanks.
Okay.
Time rolls!
Thanks, buddy. You know what's coming out next month is the long awaited Clerks 2. This Kevin Smith. God knows why. This guy gets, how many shots does this guy get? Clerks 2? Really? Finally, all the unanswered questions from Clerks 1 happens. Now we can figure out what's what with Clerks 1. Clerks 2. Clerks 2. At the trailer. You like Kevin Smith, Mike? You might be able to get him for the show. Yeah. Well, I better tread lightly with this, what I'm doing here with Clerks 2 then. Let's check this trailer out for Clerks 2. It's the boom box. There's Jay. Silent Bob. Okay. Looking into the camera, he's dancing around.
Ew.
10 years ago, they were going nowhere.
32 and you're flipping burgers?
There's Earl. What's his face? What's that dude's name? Jason Lee? Oh, they're the Clerks. Oh boy, they don't look, Clerks look, they aged a little bit there.
Is this anyone else from our graduating class back there?
Whatever I do is not a waste of time. It's all building towards something.
How about you build towards making some fucking fries?
Oh, nice. Oh, great. There you go. A curse in a... Did I get that? I don't know if I got that one. Well, I'm not supposed to reference it. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Not good. For WFMU, not good. I gotta play some music and gather myself. I don't know if that got through or not.
Here's something from a new album from everybody's favorite, Dan Behar and Destroyer. The album's called Rubies. Destroyer's Rubies. Let's check this out while I figure out if that curse happened. It's called Your Blood. WFMU here on a beautiful Tuesday evening. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host of tonight's episode, and thankfully nobody heard that little turlet talk there from Figures Clerks 2 trailer. Play it, and I get burned by it. Figures. That was just Destroyer by Dan Behar. Well, not Destroyer. Destroyer's Dan's band. And from the new album, Destroyer's Rubies. There's a song called Your Blood. Back to the phones. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it's DJ Terry T.
Hey, it's DJ Terry T, host of...
The Cherry Blossom Clinic, heard every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m.
Yes.
On your free-form station of the nation.
Is that also the Fun 91?
It's the Fun 91.
Well,
exactly.
How about that? So what do I owe the pleasure of this call? DJ Terry.
Well, I was hoping you would read my blurb for the band that I have coming up on July 1st, a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But can I just, advertise it?
Sure. Let's hear it.
I have two bands coming on. I have Pterodactyl and Battleship, and they are, the way I would describe them as, totally effed up, crazed, noised out, punk, no wave, just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
So great. If you like Lightning Bolt or like early Sonic Youth or Unwound, that's Pterodactyl. And then this other band, Battleship, they come from California, and they play more of a spazzy, I would say no wave-ish, Pirubu, Marger, DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And you should check out their MySpace pages, Battleship, myspace.com/battleship, and myspace.com/pterodactyl.
Okay. I can't wait. I love, all those things, those are all, they sound like my favorite things you just named there. And I'm interested.
And can I, can I announce a couple, a few other things that I have coming up?
Sure.
I have coming up, July 8th, I have The Measure. They're from New Brunswick. They're great folk punk.
Mm-hmm.
And then on July 15th, I have the prototypes there from France. They're like a French blondie, kind of cool. Oh. But what I'm really excited about, at the end of this, end of July, July 29th, I'm going to have two great bands. I'm going to have the Cynics. You know the Cynics, right? Like Great Garage.
Yes, yes.
Rock.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just feel like, there's this guy, Michael Kay, in the Cynics.
Okay.
And he's, like, got the most amazing personality. I mean, the band, the Cynics, have great music.
Mm-hmm.
But he is somebody I think you'll be BFFs with. If you've ever met him, I feel like I, you know, it's just like BFF.
Why would I be BFFs with the singer from the Cynics?
I mean, well, just with me, I just feel like he's so tight. Like, he just, like, will talk to you. And, like, he's your friend.
Hmm.
He's just so warm.
He's so warm.
But they're just a great band that I love.
Well, look, I'm
so
always
much.
Looking for a new friend.
I was saying. You know,
I'm always looking for a new friend. This guy might be my new friend, Michael Kay.
No, I mean, it's funny because, like, I talk to Michael Kay from the Cynics, and I just think, wow, he would get along really great with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
They would just be, like, totally simpatico. Oh. That's just, you know, the vibe I get also. But,
yeah.
And then also on that show, that same day on July 29th,
mm-hmm.
Coming up, I have this band, The Angry Angles, and it features this guy, this really talented kid, Jay Retard.
Yeah, you actually played
The Angry Angles.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, from The Lost Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, so... you heard that 45. You know they're going to be really good.
Yeah, I can't. That is.
That's going to be a show for the ages.
That's a can't miss.
Yeah, exactly. And then one other quick thing I noticed is that you played Black Hollies.
Yes, New Jersey's own.
Which is like I don't know if you realize, but that Black Hollies are a side, just like little nutty side project of Rye Coalition.
That's right. Yes.
Because Rye Coalition has a new album out called Curses. Guess who it's produced by?
I don't know.
Who? Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl?
Yeah. So it's like interesting that like you played like the like side projects off of Rye Coalition. Mm-hmm. I mean, They're going to be superstars, I feel.
I'm ready.
I feel like Rye Coalition now, like getting produced by Dave Grohl, that's like, forget it.
Well, I'm ready. I'm going
to
get my autograph book out.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get my autograph signed. I'm ready. All right, people should listen to your show, The Cherry Blossom Clinic, every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Here on WFMU from 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's all. People should check it out.
I thought you were asking me a question.
No. People should check it out.
I just try to, like, promote bands and music and stuff. I mean, your show is super funny.
Well, it's
I really like it a lot.
Thank you. I hope I get to see you in the near future at some point.
Yeah, I hope so, too,
sir. Well, you have a grand evening, and... I will hopefully see you sooner than later.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
DJ Terry T. One of the brightest of many bright lights here at WFMU. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Todd in Union City.
Todd in Union City.
Yeah, I'm just driving around, and I swear I heard an F-bomb.
Yeah, something got through. I apologize. That was a mistake.
You guys feel good putting that on the air?
Well, I don't feel good about it. I was a mistake, and I was hoping it didn't get on the air, but apparently it did get on the air. So
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I'm fine with it. I'm excited for the movie, but you know, kids could be listening.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I tried. Things happen, and it got through. So I'm.
Don't you guys have like a 7-second delay or something like that?
Yeah, I thought I caught it, and I didn't. Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, well, you're just saying. What are you just saying?
Well, I'm just saying that's the stuff that shouldn't go on air.
Yeah, well, it did. So, whoop-de-doo. I apologize.
Clerks 2 looks good though.
Clerks 2. All right, you're. Well, I'm sorry if I offended you or yours.
No, not me. It's not. I'm just saying kids listen because, I mean, they want to hear songs.
No, we don't play songs here. It's a call-in show.
I heard a couple. Oh, you played that Danny California song. I like that one.
What's your name again?
Todd. Union City.
Well, Todd in Union City. Yeah, I played it. I was making fun of that song.
Why?
Because it sucks.
They're a good rock band. You ever seen them live?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers? No, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing Lollapalooza in August. I'm going up there to see it.
You're going.
Yep.
Well, good. God bless you, Todd. It sounds like you're going to have a grand old time at Lollapalooza.
It's going to be good.
I'm sure it's going to be great.
Just don't put that trash on the air. That's all we have.
Yeah, well, I made a mistake. All right, dude?
All right.
You never made a mistake?
Maybe like two.
Two. You made two mistakes. Yeah. Name one. Name one of them, Todd.
I drove drunk one time.
Oh, okay. And what? Tell me the other one.
The other one?
Yeah.
I cheated on my girlfriend.
Okay. And you're going to get on me because a curse I accidentally slipped through.
I didn't put any of that on the airwaves where anyone with a radio can hear it.
Yeah, well, you just put on the airwaves that you drove drunk and cheated on your girlfriend.
Yeah, everybody knows that, though. Ugh.
You sound like a cool dude, Todd. You sound like a real cool dude.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't like. Mike is laughing at this guy. You like this guy? Well, he's not being nice to me, but I guess
right. I never said anything bad to you. I just said don't put trash on the air. Airwaves aren't for that. They're for music.
Okay. I won't put trash on the air, Todd.
Okay. All right.
Well, you have a great night, Todd.
You too.
Bye, Todd.
Bye.
Todd. There goes Todd. Yeah, you hope you hear more from Todd. I hope we don't hear more from Todd. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi, this is Christy from Queens.
Christy from Queens. What's going on, Christy?
Well, I'm actually locked out of my apartment here in Queens. And I've never called into the show before, so I figured why not when I'm stuck outside.
You're locked out of your apartment. How did that happen?
Well, I think I left my keys at work. Mm-hmm. And I'm just waiting for my boyfriend to get home. But, yeah, so I'm kind of screwed.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It's, yeah, that sucks to get locked out of your apartment.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bummer. So what were you doing otherwise? Anything exciting, Kristen?
Not really. I kind of just wanted to call in to see if you were watching that new MTV show, Yo Mama. Have you seen that?
Yo Mama? No, I haven't. What is Yo Mama?
It's got that guy. Oh my gosh, what's his name? Wilmer Valderrama from the show about
That 70s show.
Yeah.
He plays Fez, which is a very sensitive, portrayal of someone from another country.
Yeah, he's super funny.
Well, I was being sarcastic with that, Chrissy. So
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you like the show Yo Mama?
Yeah. Well, I thought you might be watching it because it's all about Yo Mama jokes. Essentially, and just like funny people come on, and then funny people come on, and then they like joke around with each other, and it's like basically just a bunch of Yo Mama jokes, and it's pretty funny, like Yo Mama jokes that you haven't heard before.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly my scene. I might have to take a flyer on it. Yeah, really. Why? You think that sounds like it's my scene?
Well, just because, I mean, I know you like to, like, make fun of people. I know in, like, a funny way. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I
think you might like it.
Well, I don't know if it's exactly Yo Mama level making fun of here.
You never said a Yo Mama joke.
No, definitely not. Never did.
Like, what's the one that they did? Yo Mama's so big that when she sits around the house, she sits around the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I get it. I just, not my kind of joke, really. Why, you think that's what I do here?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever heard me tell a joke like that?
No, but I guess I just figured, you know, since you like to make fun of stuff, that you'd like the show. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
well,
get defensive. I
got to say, you're a little off target on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll write it off to the fact that your apartment, you're locked out.
Yeah, sure. Wait, what? What do you want? What do you want? Go.
Who's that?
All right. There's this guy's been staring at me from across the street for like 10 minutes.
Well, that's
go.
That's creepy. Don't be careful.
Okay. I think he's walking away. What? Jeez. Anyway. Well, I'm sorry you don't like it.
Yeah, well, it's not that I don't like it. I just really, it's not exactly my sense of humor, you know.
Sure, I get it.
Yeah, well,
Well, I love the show anyway. Your show, I mean.
Thank you.
So.
I guess. Thank you. I mean, I think we might have different definitions of what the show is or whatever, but, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Well, look, I hope you get back in your apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christy. It seems like a and that guy, watch out for whoever's out there. That does not sound
no,
good.
No, I think he's gone. He's just like staring at me.
Uh-huh. Well, be safe.
So weird.
Be safe.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you sounded weirdly chipper there.
But, no, I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Okay.
I mean,
well, don't be nervous. You sound so nervous that, see, I can't even do one. Sorry. I thought I would do a joke to cheer you up, but I can't.
I see. That's okay. Well, I don't know. Just try to watch the show. I honestly, sincere, like, I love you, and I love the best show, and I think you'd like it.
No,
I wouldn't say other, you know. Mm-hmm. Why would I call and say that if I didn't think you wouldn't like it?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Christy. You be safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I don't know. This show is not a. Yeah, this is a bad show tonight. It's not sitting well. I played a thing by accident, and then now I got a guy calling. It's like he's trying to get me in trouble with it. And then you got a, uh,
You got a woman who thought I'd do Yo Mama, like Wilder Valmarama humor. Wilder Valderrama humor. I think I'd do that. I don't know. It's a weird night, and I'm feeling strangely troubled. FMU.
Yeah, hi. I called in earlier. This is Pat from Verona again.
Pat from Verona. What? Oh, yes. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, hi. A couple things. Well, one was I didn't endorse my future roommate calling in to promote his something on his agenda. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay. So, you know, I didn't tell him to call. I wanted you to know that I didn't tell him to call about that stuff. But we are doing a long walk. I was going to mention that before I got hung up on it. Mm-hmm. That's going to happen. Long walk to New York. But a couple things. Well, I wanted to say, I was a little offended when you thought I was being creepy, that you thought I was creepy. Uh-huh. You mentioned that a few times, and
well,
I was confused.
I was just kind of commenting on you, I was kind of commenting on the fact that you said you were watching me, and that threw me a little bit, and,
No, you said that. I never said I was watching you. I said I saw you.
Okay. Well, it sounded like you were I'm sorry. I took it the wrong way.
Okay. Well, I've been kind of replaying that in my head a lot over and over again tonight, and then I heard Dan call, and I got, that upset me a little bit, too, and then, yeah, I just that. And also, did a curse go through? I thought I heard I thought I heard an F-bomb earlier.
Yeah, I was playing the Clerks 2 trailer, and there was a curse in it, and it. I thought I bleeped it, but I didn't get it, apparently.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, I heard it, but just letting you know, I don't know what happens now. Are you going to archive this, or no, you can't, or you got to edit it or something?
I don't know, Pat. I don't know.
Okay.
Pat, I don't know. You're not giving me a whole lot of wiggle room here to, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so. I sent you an email, too, a while ago. I don't know if you got it, but I sent an email. Did you get that or no?
Did I get your email? No, I don't know if I did get your email, Pat.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, Pat. You really, really putting me on, like you're, what are you going to rat on me with the F-bomb? You sound like you're lording it. You sound like you're lording it over me a little bit. Like, did you get my email? Well, I heard you say that. Oh boy. And now I know you got your big connection to the station. What are you going to turn that on me somehow?
No, I just started volunteering. I'm not trying to get a show or anything like that. I was actually hoping I could help out on your show, but based on your tone, maybe that's out of the question. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be out of the question based on the fact that you sound a little difficult to me, a little, like you got a little bit of an edge there.
Well, the email was asking if I could help out. In case you wanted to go back and read it, it was asking if I could help out on the show.
I don't need to do Pat, I'll answer it right now. You can't.
Okay.
There's the answer. No.
You all right.
Happy?
No, I'm not happy. This started out a good night. Now it's a terrible night.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and now I don't know.
Sometimes nights go like that, Pat. They start off good and then they turn terrible.
Yeah.
You turn around and they're terrible.
I started out this night with a lot of promise and hope, and now things look bad.
Yeah, well,
sometimes
that's how nights go. Sometimes it goes that way for everybody. You turn around, and the night's just terrible.
Uh-huh.
and you had all the hope in the world, and then you turn around and it's a disaster.
That's tonight for me personally.
Well,
you just summed up my night, because now I don't.
Well, you summed up my night too. I thought I was coming here to do a nice show, and then you turn around and no, I'm not.
Well, I thought it was. I thought I got hung up on before I could really say what I wanted to say before, and I thought it was going to be funny, and then I got hung up on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't appreciate that. I didn't appreciate being called a creep,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to prove to you that I'm not afraid to call back and stick up for myself.
Oh, okay, well, you know, a bully for you, Pat. You sound like you're a real tough guy, and
I'm glad
you're a real tough guy. Real, what's next? You're gonna punch me out? Is that what next?
No, I'm not gonna punch you out.
Yeah,
I was trying to help. I'm moving to that neighborhood where the station is. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be around a lot, and we've talked a little bit in person, and I thought maybe, just maybe, that you might want a nice guy that could help out, mm-hmm. who was a friend of an FOT, a friend of Tom, and also a friend of the show. So, you know, listen, mm-hmm. This went horrible. I'll admit it. This call went horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, after tonight, when you cool down, and, you know, you're probably going to get
I'm probably going to get in trouble. You'll make sure of that, won't you?
No, I'm just saying, if more than one person acknowledged that there was a curse on air, that if you want to check my email out, the offer stands.
Yeah, well, I'll help out on the show.
Don't you tell me to cool down.
Don't you tell me that I'm going to get in trouble for the thing. It was an accident.
Do you ever think about the space-time continuum, Tom?
The space-time continuum. Do I? Not
yeah.
really, no.
Okay, well, it's the theory that this sort of, you know, everything's connected in a way, but you know, it's the idea that time travel is maybe possible, and that, you know, things could jump, you know, through maybe wormholes or other things, like from 1 year to the other, or say like 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. So
you mean this could be 10 years? It's 2006 now. What are you saying? This could be 1996?
Yeah, this could be 1996. This could be 1986. We could go to 2016 or 2026.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the space-time continuum. The possibilities are, it's in the email that I sent you is what I'm trying to bring up.
The first
paragraph's about me helping on the show. The next paragraph is about the space-time continuum. So, listen, if you are still going to do this show after you...
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, probably going to get some amount of trouble, right? Then check out the email. That's all I'm going to say. It's all in there, space-time continuum, my involvement, maybe helping out, and just think about it. That's all I'm going to say. And
right.
And please don't hang up on me. I would hate it if you hung up on me.
Yeah, okay. Space-time continuum. Mike's laughing at that. FMU.
Yeah, so it's called the Broadcast Decency Enforcement Act of 2005. I called my cousin, who works for the FCC, and he told me that's the name of it. It was signed into law just last year by President Bush.
Fantastic. So that's whoop-de-doo. You're
like 27 grand.
Yeah.
Could go up to 200,000, and that's all because Janet Jackson got her, you know, is on the TV.
Yeah, and I'm sure you love that. This is Todd, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Todd.
Yeah, Todd, and you love that, didn't you? You loved watching Janet Jackson, and you love, even more than that, you love raking me over the coals with this, huh?
I'm informing. I kind of feel like it's my job to inform.
Oh, to tell me how much the fine is, it could be?
Yeah. Don't you want to prepare yourself?
Do I want to, like what, start putting money away?
Yeah, you think the station's going to pay for that? No, they always make the jockeys pay for that. My brother's a disc jockey. Do what?
What?
I said my brother's a disc jockey. The jockey's always got to pay.
The jockey's got to pay. Well, I'm not paying. It was a mistake.
I mean, there's no way out of it, really. That's part of the Broadcast Decency Enforcement Act of 2000.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, Joe Friday. What, are you going to arrest me with a microphone?
Oh, I can't. I can't do that. I'm not authority.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, you're not.
My cousin is.
Your cousin. Well, tell your cousin to come down here to WFMU. I'll deal with both of you.
All right, well, I'm not looking to fight. I mean, honestly, you wouldn't want the other end of that. But
I wouldn't want the end of a fight with you and your cousin. What kind of DJ is your cousin, pray tell?
He's a classic rock.
Classic rock.
Classic rock.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, they play, like, the Boston, and they play the Foreigner, and they play, you know, the good stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, they play the good
Ario
stuff.
Ario Speedwagon.
Sure. Sounds,
Yeah.
Sounds
He's
like
really big. He does the midday.
The midday where? Where? Where's he midday?
He does it down in Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So he's blasting all your favorite, ZZ Top and Ario Speedwagon. And...
Oh, yeah. He's got those. They've got a real killer CD library. You should see that sometime.
Mm-hmm. Sounds, I should, yeah, jeepers. Maybe I could go check the library out. The CD library.
I don't know. You just call the request line and maybe it'll let you in. I don't know.
I'll pass on that, Todd.
But I tell you what, they've never had a word on there like I heard on here.
Yeah, well, jeepers. I hope you and your sensitive your sensitive ears can recover from that.
Oh, it's not about me. It's about children. Children could be listening.
Yeah, why don't you and children go jump in a lake, Todd? You and children. You care so much about the children. You care about the children when you were drunk driving, did you?
That was a mistake. I said that. I admitted it was a mistake, and I said, that's one of two.
Yeah, well, whoop-de-doo for you, Todd. Get off my phone. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this
me? It is you.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Felicia from Brooklyn.
Felicia from Brooklyn. What's up? What's up, Felicia?
Nothing. Just hanging out. Just got off of work.
Okay.
Listening to the best show.
All right. You're not the one who just called earlier and said the thing about being locked out, are you?
No.
No, that's not you? Okay.
No, I don't know.
This isn't a prank thing where I'm being pranked.
No.
I kind of feel like it's all coming apart here, Felicia.
Yeah, those guys are weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were weird, but they're not normal like you and me, right?
Yeah.
What's going on tonight, Felicia? What made you call in?
So I never called in, and I just wanted to call in and say hi. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's it? You just wanted to say hi?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I was going to say, why do you talk about basketball so much?
Because I like basketball. Why is that not your favorite? You don't like when I do that?
No, well, just because, like a lot of people don't like basketball, and it's like a lot of people listen to the show, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of boring.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're bored when I talk about something I'm interested in. I guess I can. What should I talk about that would be more to your liking?
Well, I don't know. Like, you talk about music. Music is cool.
Which
people
I
like, you know, everybody likes music.
Yeah, I talk about music. I talk about music plenty.
Okay, well, you don't get mad, but...
Oh, I'm not mad!
No, it's just like my opinion.
Yeah. Do you know anything about the time-space continuum, Felicia?
What?
Do you know anything about... Some guy called and he said something that this could have been happening already or something.
What does that even mean?
He said that this could have been 10 years ago or 10 years from now and that it just, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like bullshit.
That was, you just cursed on the... Oh, great. Thanks, Felicia. What? You just cursed.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, don't say that. Oh, I had to hang up on you. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't take it. I came here to just do a nice show and have fun. And then I play a Clerks 2 trailer and it's got a curse in it. And now I got this one guy calling me saying he was at the station and he's going to try to get me to he wants the help on it, but in the show, but it sounded like he was threatening me a little bit. And then that other guy, oh God, I don't want to, please, can I get can I just get a breather here from people being, I don't know what to do. You come to a thing and then it's supposed to be good. The show's supposed to be good and it turns out it's the worst thing that's ever happened is happening. The entire fabric of the show falls apart right in front of you. What do you do with that? What do you do when it all falls apart? I thought I was going to do a nice, fun show and it was going to be a piece of cake. And then it's not. What do you do when it all falls apart? Mike, what do you do? Is this call going to be a good call? Okay, let's find out. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, it looks like now you're just like me. Two mistakes, huh?
Oh, God damn it. You, who do you, yeah, two mistakes. There you go. You happy?
Yes. F word and a BS, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. What are you, the curse collector?
There I'm just go. Saying, somebody, I mean, who's going to keep score?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know who's going to keep score, right, Todd? I don't know. I came here to do a show, and now the show's not the show I thought it was going to be. And I'm watching my show die right in front of me.
Well, man, maybe get out of radio. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe get out of radio. I don't know. Maybe you don't know. You know.
Maybe go work at a jazz station. That seems.
Oh right. Yeah, there's the answer. You know.
Wouldn't have any bad words coming out there. It's just notes.
Oh, I don't like you, Todd. You sound like a real douchebag.
Hey, what's that? 27 times two.
What's 27 times two? Is what, 54?
Yeah, so $54,000 you owe the U.S. government right now.
Oh, I owe $54,000 for the fine.
Yep. And I mean, that's only going if they're going off the bare minimum. Now they could bump that.
They could bump.
Because it's no longer like a first mistake. It happened twice.
Oh, F you. F you, Todd.
They may count that.
Well, let them count it. I got nothing else going on here. Everything is, nothing's making sense.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's good to be held accountable.
It's good to be accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess it is good to be accountable, huh? How about that?
Yeah.
Are you accountable?
Well, I didn't do anything. I did two mistakes, and I know that, and I said that I'm sorry.
Well, were you in jail? Did you go to jail for the drunk driving?
No, it was really bad. I mean, I walked all over myself as I was driving home. Mm-hmm. Down these really windy roads by a school.
No, yeah, so maybe that's the cops right there coming to get you.
I always like to think that it's kind of like divine intervention. You know, like maybe little angels were driving for me that night.
Mm-hmm. Little angels. The little angels were driving for you that night.
Yeah. Maybe you've got some little angels in the studio there tonight. I don't know. Maybe keeping for two more curse words from getting on the air.
Yeah. Wow.
Probably happened before midnight.
Well, will I get in trouble if I tell you to drop dead? Is that something the FCC can
No, that's not a curse word.
Good, then drop dead. Drop dead, Todd.
All right.
All right, you're going to do it?
No, I'm not going to do that. Stupid.
Yeah. Well, maybe it happened already. Maybe this.
Did I drop dead? Yeah, and I'm a ghost calling you back, letting you know that you owe the government money.
Do you know about the space-time continuum?
No.
Well, maybe you want to learn about it.
Is that a threat?
No, it's. I'm trying to teach you.
Well, what do I need to know about the space-time continuum?
Because this could have happened.
Is that like in Star Trek IV where they go back and do the whales? That was.
Yeah, it's Star Trek IV is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Star Trek IV.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it was. No, it wasn't.
It's good.
It's not.
Glad that Spock was back and he wore that robe. It was a good time.
He did wear that robe. Fair point.
Yeah.
Todd, get off my phone. FMU, you're on the air.
I'm in the parking lot.
Who is this now?
It's Pat and Verona.
Goody gumdrops. You're in the parking lot.
Did you read it?
Did I read what?
The email.
No, I'm doing
second
the show.
Paragraph. Listen, I don't think we have much time.
Well, why don't you tell me what it's about? You don't think we have much time? How?
Well, we either don't have much time or we have all the time in the world.
Uh-huh.
That'll make more sense after you read the email. I'll wait here till you finish the show. At what time, 11?
It's at 11. Show finishes at 11, yes.
But in reality, we have as much time as we want.
It's true.
If you catch my meaning.
Mm-hmm. We do have as much time as we want if you look at it that way, or we have no time at all and it's over. It's over already. It could be over. This could be the end of the world right now.
Yeah.
We could be looking at the end of the world right in front of us.
That's what I'm saying. So are you in or are you out?
I'm out. I don't want the world to end.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Are you in or are you out?
Well, I'm out in the sense that you're out, but I'm also in the sense that, you know, we could stop this. We could save ourselves and everyone else if we wanted to.
I don't know if we can save. I don't know if we can save it. I think it's too late.
Well, what if I told you this? What if I told you that I found a way?
Okay, tell me about that. I'm listening.
What if I told you I found a way through, let's call it a portal?
I'll go into the portal at this point, sure.
All right, okay. What's the name of your call screener?
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Should he come too?
No. Is there much room for him?
Yeah, there's room. There's plenty of room. There's room for four to five people.
Okay, sure, he can come.
Okay.
World's over.
So
the world's over.
I'll wait here in the parking lot of WFMU.
Yeah.
For you and your call screener, Mike, and anyone else you want to bring. You can bring maybe two to three people. And we can escape
this world, because 2006 is terrible, and I don't know how it could get any worse than where we're at right now.
Well, we could escape it by saving it, I think.
And how do we save it?
Well, we got to go through this portal, and I really don't even want to be talking about it over the air. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know any other way to get through to you. I mean, we all know I tried email, and we all know how that went. But
yeah.
It's no coincidence. There's no coincidence why I called you tonight and why I found this show, I think.
I would agree with that. I don't think it is a coincidence. I don't.
So I'm gonna be right here. So.
Okay. We can do this.
It's a chilly June night, but we're gonna get through this. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get through it. You, me, Mike.
and 2 to 3 people that you want.
Do we ever get, I don't know if we get through this one. This seems like the end.
No, no, we will. We will. Trust me. You got to trust me.
So you're saying no matter how bad it is, you get through it.
We get through it. Yeah. There's instructions in the email.
All right.
Second paragraph.
Okay, Pat. Thank you. I'll see you at the portal.
All right.
I don't know. This is bad. The Best Show stands for one thing, and I do this show because it's just supposed to be a fun thing, and then you turn around and the whole thing falls apart and you don't even know which way is up. I don't know what to do. This is the end. This is the end. It's the end. It feels like the end. I just don't know how it can be anything other than the end. It just feels like the end. It's over. The worst things are becoming reality. 2006 is supposed to be a year of hope. It's not. It's not a year of hope. It's doom. It's doom. I had so much pinned on 2006. And now look at it. The worst is yet to come.
Let me try to help you.
I
think you've been hurt.
Watch your step there. Watch your step there. Oh. Oh, man, I can't stop that blood, man.
Martha! Martha!
What happened? Can you please tell me what happened?
In my empire, life is sweet. Just asking about me. Life may be one
way. If anybody down here can help us.
But it don't worry me. Come on, let's sing. It don't worry me. It don't worry. You may say I ain't free. It don't worry me. Everybody. Don't worry me. It don't worry me. You may say I ain't free. It's not gonna worry me. Try to break me every song. It don't word. Tax relief may never come. You don't worry me. Economies depress
come on, I need you. Come on.
My spirit high as they can be. You may say I ain't free. You don't worry me. Oh, you don't worry me. It don't worry me. You might say I'm free. It don't worry me. Oh, don't worry me. It don't worry me.
Yeah! things to do. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home.